Good morning. Yesterday I was practicing and just anapana.
Yeah.
And then there was quite intense stomach pain.
Yes.
And flashing in different areas of my stomach. So then I thought, this is a good time for investigation. It wasn't going away. So I just went there and just observed that. And it was just, it would like arise, be intense for some time, disappear, arise in another area of the stomach. No, just arise and disappear.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just pain.
Okay.
And so that's all. And so I stayed with it for some time.
Mm-hmm.
My meditation session finished. Then I was wondering, should I stay with it until all of this dissolves, this particular flourish, sankara?
I mean, it is a much more interesting object than your breath.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, okay.
And I was like, I'm timing myself now, so like mostly like an hour session. So.
Yeah, I mean, I would, the minimum, you set the minimum time, but you don't set the maximum time.
Right. So you think it's a good practice, skillful means to like wait, just be with that until it's
and
finished.
And see what is behind it, because there is something behind it.
Right. Right.
So you might, you know, when you go into it, you know, you might see it, Or you can ask then, after you observe it, you know, and it disappears, what came before? What kind of thoughts, what kind of memories came before the pain arose?
Okay. And then?
Retract back, you know, that's where we learn, that's what we learn, you know, when we do the daily reflection. We go back and see what happened. Yeah?
So, the daily reflection is like just thinking about the states of mind that arose during the day?
Not thinking. Recalling, recollecting.
Okay.
Recollecting the morning with what kind of thought did I wake up? If you don't remember it, go to the next, What did I do, What did I think?
How did I feel?
How did I feel, And what came next, And then over the time, the more you do it, you will see how this thoughts or memories or even dreams, you know, color your whole day.
It's like a network.
Yeah, it is like a network that evolves,
And
then you can do, then you can do certain things that this network does not evolve, So that your moods, you know, and your frustration or your anger, you know, will not arise,
So that you can kind of like back, go to the point before it starts arising and conditioning
the day. That's
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's very important.
That's the beginning of the end of conditioning,
Yeah. It is like we look for the stone that causes the avalanche.
Yeah, because we just...
We only see the avalanche, and it always, you know, overwhelms us, And that's where we look for the stone.
Yeah.
what is his name?
Hui.
Hui?
Hui.
Hui. Well, what is your problem?
I want to say goodbye. I want to express my gratitude for letting me stay here.
Ah, okay.
I appreciate all your guidance for instructing.
So you're leaving, huh?
I'm leaving today. I'm not just here for meditation. Actually, my intent is to ordain. So I'm just, basically, I just want to go and, you know, have a sitting and understand the circle. At several places, and then, you know, then I will decide.
Okay.
So, what is your, I mean, what do you expect for someone who wants to ordain?
I mean, he should be, he should be only interested in one thing, meditation practice, I mean, not reading books or not studying this or studying that, Because here we really concentrate on the practice.
Before I come here, I spent 3 months in Sri Lanka at a Parinyati and studying, you know, Dhamma and so forth. And it wasn't the right fit for me. I thought it wasn't the right fit for me. You know, I'm more on the practice side. Since I'm only here for a couple of months, so I want to, you know, go and see some...
I mean, it's the best, you know. I mean, because our heart, I mean, if our heart is with the place, then we can stay longer, if you have doubts, you know, even in the beginning, if you have doubts about maybe this is not the right place, yeah? I mean, we will not be able to stay very long, yeah? And once we ordain, we get dissatisfied with this or dissatisfied with this, yeah? Now you have to find, you know, you have to find where your heart says, yes, this is the place. So you're okay?
Yeah, I think that's fine. I'm just trying to think about it. So as you said, yes, good to stay when you're having an eruption.
Yeah.
Stay with it till its end.
Yeah.
Try to reflect what the stone was at the beginning of the avalanche, yeah, if possible.
Watch it, observe it, how it changes, yeah?
Yeah?
Just like your breath, yeah? When you do your breath, yeah, you observe the breath, how it changes. And that's the same with the pain, yeah?
Yeah.
And then ask yourself, you know, once you can concentrate fully on the pain, ask yourself, where is this pain actually? Is it really in the stomach? Or is it, you know, is it in the tissue? Is it in the skin? Is it, yeah? Or is it in the bones?
Well, as I was doing Anapana and I'm feeling the pain, it's like, oh, this is because this is happening. I'm feeling this from this person.
Yeah, that's what we normally do, and that's what we don't want.
And then I was like, let me just go there. And
Yeah.
And then, yes, the daily reflection towards the end of the day of just seeing, like, what was the stone or stones that contributed to the evidence?
Also, you know, I mean, we see our action and we see the results of our action. Eh? We see, you know, we are talking, you know, and then we see, you know, how our practice is completely off the rails, you know, after our conversation.
That's also why conversation should be kept to a minimum.
That's right.
Yeah.
But we have to see it.
Yeah.
Eh? If we think it, you know, it is fine, you know, but this doesn't solve the problem. When we see it, you know, when we see the results of our action, that they are unwholesome, the heart will let go. Yeah.
Right. And there's one other thing. You see, I was trained in Vipassana with Goenka, where Vipassana is this technique and nothing else.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And so, but basically, when I started investigating, when my mind turned to the investigation of the pain in my abdomen, this was essentially the same as this is like Vipassana practice, because it's.
Yes, it is Vipassana. Vipassana means just inside.
Yeah.
Huh? But in order to get inside, we need to be stable. Yeah. We need to focus on one thing.
Yes. Well, the flaw of the. Not that you're asking, but anyway, the flaw of the Goenka Vipassana practice is that, for one, there's a limited development of samadhi, so their penetration can't be great. The other thing is that you're instructed to keep moving.
Yeah,
so if there's something that's really like a volcano, you don't stay with the volcano, you keep moving. But you know.
And that's why I say, you know, if you do what I say to the Goenka, I say, you know, I mean, you observe all these feelings, you know, and there's no wisdom coming up, yeah? So you observe it, you know, they come and they go. What you see is anicca, yeah? Impermanent, yeah?
Yeah.
But if you don't look why they are coming, yeah? You will never be able, you know, to cut them down, yeah? So nothing will change, you know? You do this Goenka Vipassana for the rest of your life, and it still comes and goes.
There's a teacher I met who was a teacher for 15 years. He said, not one person have I seen take the first dip in the bond, they go to the first stage.
No?
Yeah.
Of course.
And people get stagnant after like 5-10 courses. And I finally realized, because I've heard this, because I've been involved in it for so long and seen it myself. It's like, because there's never sufficient development of samadhi for one.
Yeah. That is one thing. Yeah. And the other thing is that we don't stick to one thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You keep moving.
Yeah. When you keep moving, you don't know whether, you know, you don't know what the citta is doing while it is moving. Yeah.
It's not a thorough investigation.
But it is, you know, it calms the mind, and that's what most of the Westerners like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They calm, you know, happy, and then 2-3 days they are back at home and everything is the same.
More or less.
More or less, yeah. Yeah, you remember. Okay.
Thank you. That's really where uprooting can start, when you see the chain of events.
That's right.
In the past, when my samadhi was stronger, when I first started practicing, you'd see the whole chain. It's like, look at that. So I can go to the beginning of the chain and not let the chain arise.
Yeah. I mean, the beginning, the stone. Yeah, I mean, always remember the stone of the Avalon.
Yeah.
It's just a little stone. It has no impact. But when it rolls down, you know, I mean, the impact, the longer it rolls down, the impact is much bigger.
Suddenly someone's getting murdered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.